Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, January 3rd, 2020. Berlin's heating is to be generated without fossil fuels by the year 2045. This was announced by the head of Vattenfall Wärme, Tanja Vilgos, who last March moved from the head of the state-owned Berliner Stadtreinigung, or BSR, to the chief position of Vattenfall's district heating subsidiary, in an interview with the Berliner Morgenpost, stating, quote, "We've gone through all the renewable energy quantities. Of the heat generated by coal, which we no longer want to use, we are replacing 40% with renewable sources and heat from waste, and 60% with gas. Of course, we also want to replace gas in the medium term, but this will take several years, even after the planned withdrawal from hard coal as a fuel in 2030. Climate protectors had criticized Vattenfall and Berlin's environmental senator Regina Günther of the Greens. They consider the speed of the restructuring of the heat supply to be too slow and want to abandon the use of the fossil fuel gas sooner. The investments for the energy turnaround in the heating sector are considerable. Even the abandonment of coal and its replacement by gas is expensive. Vilgos added, quote, "By 2030 alone, we expect to spend between 1.5 and 2 billion euros. The exit from coal in 2030 is the, quote, next big step." And then she added that the company was now proceeding step by step, working together with the water utilities and BSR, for example, to use wastewater heat and the steam from incinerated waste even more efficiently. The energy manager admitted that the heat turnaround will mean higher financial burdens for customers. Of Berlin's total energy requirements, 60% is accounted for by heating and hot water in buildings. District heating from Vattenfall accounts for about a quarter of this. There are also two smaller operators of district heating networks. Overall, however, gas dominates the heating systems in Berlin, with 45% of the heating systems being fired by gas and 20% by oil plants. Senator Günther is considering banning oil-fired heating systems because they are harmful to the climate. Vilgos believes this is the right way forward, also in the interest of customers. Shredded Stasi files are still lying dormant in thousands of bags, some 30 years after the fall of the wall. The papers are currently being put back together exclusively by hand. The reconstruction by computer, which was stopped 2 years ago, has not yet been resumed, according to the Federal Commissioner for Stasi Files and former GDR opposition leader Roland Jahn, who added, quote, "But we are not giving up. The Stasi must not decide afterwards what people are or are not allowed to read." According to Jan, almost 20 employees in Berlin and several branch offices of the federal authorities are currently assembling snippets in painstaking detail. Priority is given to papers that could fill gaps in the archive, for example on Stasi espionage in the West or on combating the GDR opposition. Bags with such contents are at the top of the list. Reconstructed papers have already advanced research, and applications for rehabilitation of SED victims have been submitted with them. Of the 16,000 sacks of Stasi papers seized, only the contents of about 520 have been cataloged so far. 1,650,000 sheets have been recovered by hand, and the manual reconstruction could take decades. According to the authorities, the sacks are mainly stored in a large hall in Magdeburg. There is no immediate danger of disintegration. More than 6 million euros flowed into the project for the virtual file puzzle, which was started in 2008. A quick and comprehensive composition was expected, but the project was put on hold because the technical requirements were not sufficient for a high-volume operation. Although the Fraunhofer Institute for Production Systems and Design Technology developed powerful software, there were no special scanners. A new contract is now being prepared for this. The federal commissioner countered fears that the Stasi files would then no longer be accessible, remarking, quote, "The files will remain open. Their access is an achievement of the peaceful revolution. They belong to the memory of the nation." In autumn of 1989, Stasi officers wanted to destroy the files. After shredders ran hot, they also shredded by hand until civil rights activists stopped the action. In addition to the legacy of the Ministry of State Security contained in the sacks, 111 kilometers of files on shelves remained intact. Starting this coming Sunday, U-Bahn Line 6 will be interrupted at night on weekdays between the Tempelhof and Alt-Mariendorf stations. Until February 13th, replacement buses will run from Sunday to Thursday between 10 p.m. and 12:30 a.m., as announced by BVG yesterday. The reason for the closure is track construction work. The S-Bahn between the stations Yorkstrasse and Gesundbrunnen will also be closed on the first two weekends in January. The lines S1, S2, S25, and 26 are affected. Trains will therefore be canceled from 10 p.m. today, Friday, January 3rd, until 1:30 a.m. Monday, January 6th, and from 10 p.m. Friday, January 10th, until 1:30 a.m. Monday, January 13th. Passengers are recommended to use the Ringbahn lines S41 and S42, or the U6. In addition, an alternative bus service is to be established. According to the S-Bahn, the reason for the closure is work on the north-south tunnel. Berliner Stadtreinigung, or BSR, spokesman Thomas Klöckner announced on Thursday that on New Year's Day, BSR collected a total of around 400 cubic meters of waste at the main areas of operation, which is 50 cubic meters more than on New Year's 2019. Since the early morning hours of January 1st, BSR has been on the road in Berlin with about 550 emergency personnel and 150 vehicles. Cleaning work on New Year's Day concentrated on key areas like the Party Mile at the Brandenburg Gate and at Kudamm. Starting January 2nd, New Year's Eve garbage was then to be cleared in the remaining areas of the city. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.